Chapter 2. The Logistics Platoon. The Logistics Platoon is an organizational enabler that is critical to successful sustainment support to multi-domain operations. The platoon is the unit that executes tasks to provide all logistic elements, transportation, maintenance, supply, and field services. Understanding the platoon structure and capabilities is important for platoon leaders to effectively lead and employ the platoon in any operational environment. Section 1. Understanding the platoon. The logistics platoon is an essential component of effective logistics support. The platoon is one of the lowest levels of commissioned officer leadership. It is one of the smallest organizations in a logistics formation. However, the platoon is the unit that actually executes operations to deliver logistical support to all units in wartime. Successful platoon operations are vital to ensuring units receive logistical support to enable prolonged endurance. The Platoon Operational Framework. Effective platoon leaders understand the platoon operational framework and what the platoon is designed to do. Platoon leaders understand the interrelationships of the framework elements to know how the platoon contributes to the Army's approach to operations. For more in-depth information, reference see ADP 1-01. The Platoon Role. The platoon's role is to execute tasks and functions as directed by the company commander to provide support within a logistic element to enable mission accomplishment for a supported formation. Logistics platoons are subordinate elements of companies that are designed around each of the logistic elements. The platoon is the unit that executes support within a specific logistic element. Platoon core competencies. The platoon is capable of executing effective command and control, movement and maneuver, and protection in order to provide the specific logistic support for which it is designed. There are many aspects of platoon organization and operations that enable this. The platoon is a unified team. All personnel work together to achieve mission success. A platoon faces diverse battlefield hazards such as close enemy contact and engagement. The platoon regularly faces unfavorable terrain and situations. Success in these conditions requires aggressive, physically fit, disciplined, and well-trained soldiers. Development of these soldiers requires bold, aggressive, resourceful, and adaptive leaders, leaders of character, competence, and commitment, who are willing to accept prudent risks to accomplish the mission. Platoon functions. Logistics platoons are organized to execute specific functions, each of which is tied to a logistics element and is necessary to enable mission accomplishment. Logistics platoons provide functional capability that does not exist elsewhere in the Army structure. Proper application of these functional capabilities ensures that platoons are an effective force on the modern battlefield and that they contribute directly to mission success. Logistics platoon functional capabilities include those listed below. Field maintenance, ATP 4-90, general supply, ATP 4-90, petroleum supply, ATP 4-43, ammunition supply, ATP 4-35, water supply, ATP 4-44, composite supply, ATP 4-93.1, medium transportation, ATP 4-93.1, heavy transportation, ATP 4-93.1, composite transportation, ATP 4-93.1, distribution, ATP 4-90, field services, ATP 4-42, ATP 4-48, ATP 4-41, and ATP 4-46. Platoon characteristics. A platoon is normally an organic subdivision of an Army company-sized unit led by a lieutenant. A platoon is typically the smallest military unit led by a commissioned officer. The platoon is an all-weather, all-terrain unit capable of operating independently in any operational environment. In many instances, the platoon or elements of the platoon operate closer to the forward line of troops and enemy threats than any other sustainment unit. the platoon must adapt to various levels of conflict in various environments. The platoon's ability to accomplish its assigned mission depends upon proper training, good planning, sound leadership, and motivated subordinate leaders and personnel. Platoon personnel tactics must reflect the tempo and intensity of large-scale combat operations while balancing protection with execution. A functional platoon requires a cohesive team. To exercise mission command and empower junior leaders, the platoon leader must develop teamwork by building mutual trust. Platoon leaders gain this mutual trust by sharing experiences, enforcing standards, creating a platoon identity, and building confidence in training environments. A platoon where leaders do not share hardships may not function as well. Section 2. Platoon Organization and Employment. Platoons are organized to provide the required functional capability to meet mission requirements. Platoons are employed in various ways and normally work together to cover the span of all logistics elements. Logistics Platoon Organization. The logistic platoon is a subdivision of a logistic company and consists of a headquarters, two or more sections, squads, and teams, or a combination of these. The platoon organization varies according to the type of platoon. The personnel strength of logistics platoons from 20 to 100 or more personnel. Some specific examples of platoons organized with sections, squads, teams, or a combination are shown below. Maintenance platoons are normally comprised of sections. Supply platoons are comprised of sections. Distribution platoons are comprised of a combination sections and squads. Transportation platoons are comprised of a combination of sections and squads. Ammunition platoons are comprised of sections. Field service platoons are comprised of a combination of sections, squads, and teams. Platoon headquarters. The headquarters normally consists of a platoon leader and a platoon sergeant. The headquarters may have additional personnel such as unit supply sergeant, armorer, administrative, and operations personnel. The platoon headquarters personnel provide required leadership. The platoon leader and platoon sergeant employ the operations process to organize efforts, integrate the warfighting functions across multiple domains, and synchronize forces to accomplish the platoon mission. Working as a team, platoon leaders and platoon sergeants use troop leading procedures to plan, prepare, execute, and assess platoon operations. They engage all subordinate leaders in troop leading procedures to ensure complete understanding of mission requirements throughout the platoon. The platoon leader and platoon sergeant use troop leading procedures to make timely and effective decisions to accomplish the mission. Throughout the operations process, making and communicating decisions quickly and effectively ensures proper use of available time. These decisions include assigning tasks, prioritizing, allocating, and organizing subordinate elements and resources, and selecting the critical times and places to act. Platoon subordinate elements. Platoon subordinate elements include the squads, teams, and sections that provide necessary personnel and equipment to execute logistics tasks. The exact makeup of subordinate elements depends on the type of platoon. The subordinate elements have a leader of a rank commensurate with the type of element. The section, squad, or team leader is responsible for the tactical employment and combat readiness of their respective element, including the health, welfare, and training of soldiers, and maintenance of weapons and equipment assigned to the section. Subordinate leaders help the platoon leader plan the scheme of maneuver and to make relevant recommendations during planning and execution. Platoon sections. A section is a subordinate platoon element that is generally larger than a squad. The section provides functional capability for the platoon and is designed to perform a specific task. Sections are made up of personnel with a specific expertise. This expertise may include supply stock control, supply warehousing, field maintenance management, field maintenance, or field services. The section has a leader or chief who is normally a staff sergeant, E6. However, specialized sections may have leaders of higher rank. Examples of higher-ranking leaders of specialized sections include a Sergeant First Class, E7, for Air Traffic Services, a Warrant Officer for Electronics Maintenance Sections. Platoon Squads. A squad is a subordinate platoon element that is generally smaller than a section. The squad provides functional capability for the platoon and are designed to perform a specific task. The squad has a leader that is normally a sergeant, E6. Squads are made up of personnel with a specific expertise related to the parent company. Transportation platoons are normally comprised of squads, each of which has expertise in transportation execution. Platoon teams. A team is a subordinate platoon element that is generally, but not necessarily, smaller than a squad. The team provides functional capability for the platoon and is designed to perform a specific task, such as a maintenance support team. Teams are made up of personnel with a specific expertise. Field services platoons are often comprised of teams. Expertise includes field feeding and casualty collection. The team leader is normally a staff sergeant, although field feeding team leaders are normally Sergeant First Class, E7. Platoon employment. Platoons are often the most important units in logistics operations because they actually execute the logistics tasks necessary to provide the required support. Because of the platoon's relatively small size, it can move and maneuver quickly and effectively support other units during combat. Since a single platoon cannot provide the full complement of logistical support, an operation usually requires multiple platoons to operate simultaneously and in conjunction with each other. This teamwork ensures timely and effective logistical support. Logistics platoons operate in a synchronized fashion in accordance with the concept of support and a synchronization matrix to support their supported units. The support battalion and logistics company assign at least one specific task and purpose to each logistics platoon based on the concept of support and the synchronization matrix. These two documents enable a shared understanding of what logistics platoons are doing and why. Most logistics platoons are organic elements of a company and, as such, deploy with the company. Separate platoons have unique unit identification codes and standard requirements codes. These separate platoons deploy individually based on a time phase deployment list. The theater army establishes command relationships for separate platoons once they arrive in theater.